Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. In this episode, Dr. Brian Paris discusses energy, nutrition, and pain management.
So when we talk about nutrition, it becomes really important to also look at your energy, right? So we want to look at levels of pain, levels of energy as well. When you're in pain, that's typically what brings someone to go to a chiropractor or physical therapist. However, it's not often that someone will come to the chiropractor because of energy management, right? And this could be a very amorphous topic, like what the hell am I talking about energy? But really it means, am I waking up in the morning and do I feel peppy and energetic? Or am I tired all the time? Am I required to drink energy drinks all the time? Am I drinking coffee 6, 7, 8, 9 glasses a day to just keep my body going? And really, you know, the downside to all the energy drinks and the coffee and things like that are that it's like the return on the investment eventually catches up to you. You know, it's like when your checkbook is out of balance, like when you're spending more than you're saving, you know, you eventually bounce checks and things like that. That's what happens to your body. But what does this have to do with nutrition? Because that was what we were talking about, right? Everyone is always wondering, what should I diet? How should I diet? Should I do fasting? Should I do intermittent fasting? The most important piece to nutrition for me is the starting point, the foundation of how do you respond to the foods that you eat? So for those of you listening, what I'm going to suggest, if nutrition is something you're interested in, what you first start with is getting yourself a diet diary, just a little notebook and a pen to write down after every meal that you eat. I want you to list your meals, what foods that you're eating, and then how you're responding to those meals with your energy, your physical energy, your mental energy. How does your body and digestion feel after that? Do you feel like you could go run a mile after you eat a meal, or do you have to go to sleep every time that you eat a meal? Once you start looking at how your body responds, you have to then test out how different types of foods and or macronutrients, meaning carbs, proteins, and fats, affect your energy levels. Now, to relate this back to pain also, when you're in chronic pain, what usually from, you know, most of us who have gotten in car accidents, we do develop chronic pain issues, whether it's neck or low back or extremities, those are going to zap energy away as well. So handling those issues, those chronic pain issues or injuries, will help you manage your own energy as well as paying attention to how foods are affecting you. So that's my quick tidbit on energy, nutrition, and pain management.